my people to be able to take care of this word of God, and I am moved to the another place and preach the word of God and trying to establish again the church, because and I really thank the Lord because He gave me the opportunity to travel in your country and praying churches to be my partner when I going back to the mission field. And this is my last year to study at Marietta Bible College, and I thank the Lord for God, for the Lord, for His goodness to us. Amen. So pray for me, pray for us with Brother Nexon, and I thank the Lord for God because of Him. I meet you. He bring me here. So I was glad for that. Before Brother Nexon, he introduces himself, I just want to sing for the Lord, and I hope this song to be a blessing to every one of us. Amen. Maybe this song, this is your first time to hear this song. Its title is Glory Land. If you a friend in Glory Land that left because of pain, because of death, they'll died no more, they'll suffer not again. The lame will walk in Glory Land, the blind up there will see, the deaf in Glory Land will hear, oh, the dumb they'll talk to me. Glory Land, Glory Land, up there they'll die no more, no coffins will be made up there, no grave on that bright shore. There'll be no sun in Glory Land, the moon, the stars won't shine, for Christ Himself, yes, is light, yes, up there. Amen. They'll live in love divine. Glory Land, Glory Land, up there they'll die no more, no coffins will be made up there, no grave on that bright shore, no grave on that bright shore. Amen. And amen. God bless you, church, and thank you so much for allowing us to
be here with you. Now, he's already pastored for 4 years. What he wants to do, he wants to give that work over. The Filipinos do what the Bible teaches. They go out and start other churches. What he wants to do is, he's got this one planted, now he wants to plant another one. That's what God's word tells us, to keep planting those churches. Amen? And so, yeah, and now he's going to taking more some schooling there in Marietta. I don't know if Brother Nixon is going to bring it up, but I'm going to bring it up. They're trying to close Marietta down. They're in February, they're sending all the nationals back to Philippines. They've got visas, and we're letting 5 million Spanish people come in for free, but But the people that's on a real visa, they're kicking out. Isn't that amazing? I'll tell you, we got it upside down in this country. He's here legally getting kicked out. Obama's going to allow 5 million to come in free. I don't know. I love America, but I'll tell you, sometimes I think it's upside down. So, Brother Mel, I'm really concerned because all the Filipinos nationals, they're in America right now. And if unless something changes in February, I think it's February 18th, they are going to be, they have got to go back to the Philippines, even though they've got their visa cards. How many are with me yet? And so, anyway, so pray about that. You have cards that they can get your?
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. And so, this is a dear brother. He's, again, with Dr. Keys on. And I'm excited about the work of God with him. Of course, you know, preacher loves every Filipino that comes through here. So good men doing the work of God. And so, all righty. Thank you, my brother. God bless you. Brother Nix is going to come. He's going to show a slide presentation first. And then he's going to share the word of God.
Okay, good evening, church. Okay, my name is Brother Nixon, and before I'm going to present my ministry, I just want to say something to you. And again, my name is Brother Nixon. My name is, you cannot forget my name very easy because my name is named after your president, Nixon. That's why pastor is, his name is Richard, and I'm Nixon. That's why Richard Nixon. No, just kidding. But anyway, I'm so glad to be here. And I've been here year 2004. And I thank God for this church for supporting me. And this time, I just want, in 9 years that I never been back here, the Lord really good to us. And he did a lot of things in our ministry. When I came here, I don't have family yet. But now I have one daughter and one wife only. And then we have a ministry, you know, and the Lord's really good to us because in 9 years, you can see, you know, not only our fruit as a pastor in the Philippines, not only my fruit and Brother Roland fruit, but it's also your fruit because you pray for us so much. Okay, that's why, preacher, I just want to share to you and church our presentation.
By the way, last time Jordan Nixon was here, little Mary gave him a pie, little Mary Reinhardt. So that shows you how long he's been since we got to see him.
God saved February 7, 1997. After my high school, I decided to follow God's calling and enter the Bible college to be trained in the ministry. Year 2000, I was given an opportunity to study in Marietta, Ohio, USA, and was able to finish my course year 2005, and then I went back to the Philippines and started a mission. I got married months after I arrived in the Philippines, and now I already have a 7-year-old daughter. God's been months of August year 2006, when I started in this mission of God together with my wife and one worker.
I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to
We started gathering and teaching children under mango trees in a small town of Santa Ana. We started with more than 20 children until they became 16 and
through it all, God's been good. Times replay.
We visited every homes of our students to meet their parents and families, and eventually made regular Bible studies for about 10 homes and families.
As I faced my greatest fears, you see, I've had more gains than losses, and I've known more joy than hurt. As His grace rolled down upon me, undeserved. For God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams. when I go to sleep.
Our ministry humbly started with those children's centers and Bible studies until we had our very first baptism on the month of December 2006. By God's grace, we baptized more than 20 souls after they had confessed and accepted Christ as their personal Savior. A year after, we had again our second baptism and baptized 10 souls in the year 2007.
His love was my beginning, and His love will be my end. I could spend forever trying to tell you everything He is.
It was all because of God's amazing grace that now we already have more than 70 faithful members in Santa Ana, Pampanga.
God's been good.
And we already have an outreach church in Bataan, handled by Pastor Dave Ajoy, a young pastor from our church. Pastor Dave is having a need for his church. He needs financial support and prayers for his ministry. Stop to guard our people and win souls for Christ. We are still teaching children for about 5 children's centers around Santa Ana and having Bible studies with the help of our church workers. By God, for we already produced 3 young pastors.
The changing seasons of my life,
4 Christian teachers.
Lord, I know you were working to fulfill your plan,
and 6 Bible students. Our church supports the Bible students financially on their studies. With the help of God and through prayers and hard works, our ministry is continuously growing and producing men and women who will be future pastors and Christian teachers. We envision to build more churches around our city and produce more pastors and future leaders to lead and share the gospel before the coming of our Lord. And support to reach this vision of our Lord's ministry. Now, Pastor Alan Mendoza, my assistant pastor, is taking over and assisting our ministry while I am here in the USA. He also needs your support financially and your prayers. All glory and praises be to God. May God bless us all.
Amen. To God be the glory. It's not about me, preacher. It's about God and to all the prayers that you are doing to us. Now we are able to reach those children and their parents. And I'm glad I'm here. We are glad to be here. And this is my third week, pastor. I just arrived November 12th. And I'll be staying here for 5 months. That's why I pray that God will help us on our travel. And especially to Brother Roland, please pray for him. He's just starting his deputation. But the sad things and the bad news is he is about to be deported in February 18th. Look, my friend, he has a church. He has a good, the ministry has been blessed by God, and he has a family. And yet, Satan is doing something. No? And he's doing, he's about to send this young man, 120 student, to their own country. But I tell you what, Satan can put wall in us, but he cannot put roof on us, so that we cannot ask the Lord and pray. God's still on the throne. Amen? Yes. That's why, please pray for him. And Lord willing, the only chance that we have this time is just by the miracle of God to change the mind of the immigration. You know, for one, it's not about the 120 student, but it's about the 100 family who sacrifice, sell their things, their piece of land, just to get this student to be here in the United States, to have their plane ticket. And their vision is to have got to be trained, and then after that to go back to their country and to start a ministry there. No, please continue to pray for Marietta Bible College. Preacher, I'm going to share. Okay. I'm going to share a word for you. And thank you again, church, for supporting me, pastor. You have a very kind pastor, you know. And I learned so much about him, especially when he was in the Marietta. He visited our board in the Marietta. I cannot forget his preaching, The Valley of the Po. Is that right? Po in the valley. Yeah. Yes. Wow, what a terrible... that's a very nice message. Okay. Yes. Yes. If you have your Bible, please open with me in the book of Luke. And Luke chapter 10, verse 20. One thing that I learned here in United States and hearing a lot of preacher, you know what's that? I won't take you long, preacher. No, before they preach, you know. But anyway, I won't take you long too, no? In Luke chapter 10, verse 20, the Bible says, notwithstanding in this rejoice not, that the spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Shall we pray? Gracious God and Heavenly Father, we came to your throne, O God. Lord, please help me. Give me wisdom as I deliver thy word. Speak to our heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay. In verse 20 says, notwithstanding in this rejoice not, but the spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name are written in the book of life. Are you glad you are saved right now?
Yes.
Then I'm glad I'm saved. That's why my topic this evening, three reasons why I'm glad I'm saved. You know what? There are many religions, they cannot rejoice because they don't have any assurance of salvation. But you know what, my friend? I got saved February 7, 1997. If you will ask me 10 years from now, if I died, I'm going to heaven. If you will ask me 20 to 30 years from now, if I died, I'm going to heaven. Yeah. And if you will ask me 100 years from now, I'm not going to say anything to you. Because I'm already in heaven. Because my name is written in the book of life. There are reasons why we need to be rejoiced. In fact, my friend, we have a responsibility to rejoice. We have a right to rejoice. And we have a reason to rejoice. Because our name are written in heaven. My friend, my topic is three reasons why I'm glad I'm saved. Number one, because I found difference before and after I got saved. No, when I was not saved yet, I don't have, if you will ask me if I died, I cannot answer that question. I cannot tell. Maybe I'm a good person, but the Bible doesn't say that. If you are a good person, you will go to heaven. No. Or maybe you are a religious person. No. That's why when I got saved, my friend, the reason why I'm glad, because I found difference before and after I got saved. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. You know, maybe some of you, when you are not yet Christian, when you don't have Christ yet in your life, maybe you are doing something wrong in the sight of God. You don't feel any guiltness in your life. But when Christ came to your life and the Holy Spirit dwells in you, you know, then you will see the difference when you are not saved and now you are saved. No? That's why I'm glad I'm saved, because I found difference before and after I got saved. You know, in the Philippines, if you will ask those Iglesias Cristo, I hope Mr. Laurel knows that religion. If you will ask them, my friend, yes, they are very, very faithful in their service. But after their service, after their church service, my friend, they are doing some wickedness in the sight of God. What's the difference? Is there any conviction of the Holy Spirit to them? No, because they are not saved. But I thank God, I'm glad I'm saved, because when He saved me, He totally changed me. Like Paul. Look, Paul, he was a church, he persecuted a lot of church, Christian. But when he found Christ in his life, you'll see the difference in his life that God change his life. Not only because I'm glad I'm saved, because I found difference before and after I got saved. Number two, because I found deliverance. I thank God because He delivered me from the penalty of sin. If I die, I will no longer bound from hell to hell, because I'm already home in heaven. You know, we are hopeless before. We are helpless before, and we are homeless before. But when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we have home in heaven. We are now a helper, the Lord Jesus Christ. Look, because I found deliverance from the for the penalty of sin. And from the power of sin, which is Satan. No, as I said before, no, Satan is trying to stop us. No, the ministry of Marietta Bible Center Church, Satan wants to stop, and he wants to deport those 120 Christian students. He's trying to stop that. But he cannot put roof on us so that we cannot pray for it. You know, he's trying to deport those 120 students. He wants to stop that because he knew, he saw that the ministry was very effective. Yeah. Look, for 9 years, have you seen the fruit of the labor? Yeah. Many souls got saved. Many children raised in a Christian home. Satan wants to stop that. No? Like Brother Roland. He has a very nice, good ministry in his church. And Satan wants to stop him so that he cannot plant another church. But he cannot do that because our God is still in the throne. You know, the reason why I'm glad I'm saved, no, because my name is written in heaven. My friend, if you are here today, if you are here today and you don't have Christ yet in your life, you better accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Tomorrow may be too late. Tonight may be too late. This time you will see, you will find the difference if you have Christ in your life. And you will find the deliverance who will deliver you from the penalty of sin, from the power of sin. And then lastly, number three, I tell you, I just tell you, I won't take you long. No? Number three, no, because I found my destination. The reason why I'm saved. The reason why I'm glad I'm saved. Because I found my destination. If I died today, my friend, I will meet Mary. The one, remember Mary? Little Mary? Yeah, if you remember little Mary, my friend, I was in the back door and she was running and she's giving me a pie. You know what, my friend? If I died today, I will see him. I will see her because I found my destination because I'm saved. You know, my friend, the Bible says there is only one way. Your religion is not a way. Being goodness, kindness is not the way to be saved. The Bible says he is the only way. The reason why I'm glad I'm saved, and I'm sure 1,000% my name is written in the book of life. Because in February 7, 1997, I accept him as my personal Lord and Savior. The reason why I'm rejoicing. Christians, we need to rejoice. Let the whole world know that we are rejoicing because we have Christ in our life. No, many religions, they cannot rejoice. They're just rejoicing for something, but they cannot rejoice if they are saved or not. But we, as a Christian, we are rejoicing because we believe that God already rewrite our names in the book of life. That's why, my friend, I'm very, very thankful for you. For your all the prayers. Someday you will see those brown-skinned Filipino in heaven shaking your hands and thanking you for supporting those many missionaries around the world. Yes. That's why, my friend, I'm glad I'm saved because my name is written in heaven because I found difference before and after I got saved. And then I found deliverance who delivered me from the penalty of sin and from the power of sin. And I found my destination. I'm going to heaven. I'm not going to the purgatory because there's no purgatory in the Bible. There is only heaven and hell. That's why see you there someday and we will meet our Savior and we will have a big reunion because our names are written in heaven. Thank you, preacher. Again, church, thank you so much. Please pray for us, especially to Brother Roland. And we don't know what will happen on February 18, you know, but he will be deported and he's just starting his deputation. And I was talking to him because I just arrived 3 weeks ago and I'm asked about his status on deputation. He told me that still there's nothing coming in him. It's just all promise. Please pray for him.